On the telephone with Chad Asmus, who is a technical marketing manager with BASF. Chad, wanted to visit with you about the EPA registration of Engenia herbicide. Engenia is BASF's dicamba-tolerant formulation. So talk about what this means to farmers.
Yeah, we're very excited with the recent registration of Engenia herbicide. Engenia herbicide is the most flexible and advanced dicamba for use on dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. It provides growers with an additional site of action for those dicamba-tolerant crops that's going to be effective on over 200 of the most difficult broadleaf weeds, including glyphosate-resistant species. That's going to give growers back the weed control that they need.
And it will be available now for 2017?
Yes. Growers can go ahead and place orders right now, and growers will be able to have it in time for the 2017 growing season.
Of course, there was a lot of negative publicity about dicamba drift this past year. Where does Engenia fit into this picture?
Well, product stewardship has been at the core of our development of Engenia herbicide from the outset. So Engenia herbicide does represent a reduction in volatility as compared to DGA-based dicambas currently on the marketplace. And so what we've been able to do with our unique formulation called BATMA, that is the new salt of Engenia, we've been able to reduce volatility to the point to where growers can have the peace of mind once they leave the field. Now the attention is turned to application stewardship, and BASF will support Engenia herbicide with ongoing training and education to promote on-target application stewardship. There is a difference between drift and volatility. Volatility occurs after the sprayer has left the field. Drift occurs while the sprayer is in the field. With Engenia's advanced formula, advanced salt of dicamba in BATMA, we've taken the volatility concern away, and now guys have to focus on proper application. So with that, there are clear outlines on guidelines on the label in terms of nozzle, wind speed, direction to sensitive areas, and all of those things. When followed according to label guidelines, growers can ensure they will have an on-target application.
Now, you also note here the lowest use rate of all dicamba products on the market?
Yes. BASF invented dicamba, and we have over 50 years of experience innovating it. And so with the advent of the new dicamba-tolerant crops, we realized we needed to re-engineer a new salt. And by doing that, we were able to produce a product with a higher loading and a lower use rate. And so this use rate is 12.8 ounces, and that's equivalent to half pound of dicamba acid. So what that enables growers to do, growers and applicators, is to handle less product, being able to cover more acres, and a greater convenience for use with direct injection systems.
You also mentioned here added flexibility with the option for direct injection, which reduces the number of tank cleanouts and refills.
Correct. Yeah, direct injection is a technology that's well-suited to a low-use rate product like Engenia herbicide.
So I guess for growers, it's another tool in the toolbox, and certainly they can use that with some of the herbicide-resistant issues we see in weeds out there, right?
Yes, the toolbox analogy is a good one, because if there's one thing we've learned from glyphosate is that if we use one product, one side of action for too long, it's going to break. And so Engenia herbicide does provide a new and very effective side of action, but it has to be a part of an overall comprehensive weed management program that utilizes multiple sites of action and residual herbicides. When growers are able to utilize those principles with Engenia herbicide, they can ensure they will have the weed control that they deserve. Growers and applicators, anybody interested, is welcome to visit engeniaherbicide.com for more information, and it is a pleasure to bring this new exciting tool to the marketplace.